The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
From the delicious depths of YouTube, Facebook, and the dark web, you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Gabe, Tim, and Doyle.
Fuck!
Got real animated up.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 116 of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Oh, I'm Juan.
I'm Tim.
I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
And of course, this episode is going to be this session's pop culture classic.
Whoop,
we are going to be talking about Tim Burton's Batman, released 30 years ago.
This was a long time ago.
I've already proven that I'm not very good at math during this recording session.
No, so. You suck at it.
So, is that it?
I don't think so.
1990.
1990?
90, I thought.
That's not 30
years ago. That's not 30 years ago.
Well, I'm not the one who said 30 years ago.
Well, but that's what the internet said. It was 30 years ago.
Right. Holy shit.
The internet have to look this up right now? Wrong, guys. The internet is never wrong.
We're on live Facebook right now, I think.
Hey, guys, back me up on this. The internet's never wrong.
Jesus Christ. Here really? We go. Hang on.
One person's watching. Hello, person, whoever you are.
Probably Tim.
No, it's not me.
Anyway, so we are talking
1989.
About, we're talking about 1989. Yeah,
it's close.
Yeah,
it's close.
2018 minus 30.
Jesus Christ, move on.
Move on.
So obviously,
this is
probably.
What's up, Jason?
This
is probably where most people got their introduction to Batman movies, I would say, in general.
Batman in general.
Most people
in general.
Alive today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Batman movies, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, even my dad. I mean,
people who aren't alive today may not have gotten it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Fuck those people. We're not talking
about dead people. We're not talking about them. We're talking about Tim Burton's Batman.
Tim Burton's Batman.
So what do you think it is about this particular version of Batman that makes it so enduringly popular?
Is it enduringly popular?
Yeah, I don't know anybody that doesn't like it.
I would say
I don't like it.
Just
are you serious right now?
I don't like it.
Is that real? Are you being real?
So go ahead and say what you were going to say.
No, no. I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
No, I'm not. I'm lying.
Okay.
Jesus, I'm lying mostly because I honestly,
we had to start our own show.
I'm going to be honest right now.
Get back in the long box, guys.
I'm going to be honest right now, and I didn't watch it. Because I have a ton of things that were going on right now. But I don't remember actually enjoying this movie that
much. I didn't watch it because I have probably seen this movie 150 times and don't need to watch it again because I love this movie.
I've seen it 150 times. I did watch it.
Same. I didn't watch it, but goddamn, it's so good.
Like,
to how committed everybody is.
Well, I was putting out four different episodes at one time.
So for me, like, what I am excited to do is actually get my kids to watch it with me this weekend. Like, we've been really busy, but as we go into the 4th of July, like, we're going to have this long holiday weekend. So that's one of the – my wife has the
– All most, your money?
Yes, all my money.
All my money.
We literally just talked about that today. But she also has the DVD box set of the original, like, four Batman movies. So I think I'm going to force the kids to watch all four of them. So – because I'm that dad.
Jason said it came out when he was a senior in high school. Hard to overstate how big it was at the time.
It was. Like,
fuck,
it was.
He's old.
God damn, Jay.
Live
old
on Facebook.
Bitch.
I was 2 years old.
Yeah, I was four.
Oh, dude, I think I was in middle school at least.
Well, I don't know. You could do the math on that. No, but he told us to move on.
I can't do the math on that. Like, I literally can't subtract 30 from something right now.
It's harder than it sounds.
No, so seriously, this movie was like massively important when it came out. It was hands down one of the most – yeah, we know it came out in 1989. I just can't remember how old I was in 1989 now.
It could have been 88 too because I'm 34.
Didn't the internet say 89?
Yeah,
but I mean it's just month, like it could have been 89.
Oh, gotcha.
When were you born, Gabe?
78.
Well, I mean, you were 11 then.
Middle school, that's right.
You were 11.
You were in middle school.
I already cleared with you guys that I can't do simple math right now.
God damn, you're old.
Jason's old.
Jason is old. He looks good for how old he is.
Yeah.
I thought Gabe was older than Jason.
I definitely feel older than Jason.
God damn.
Are we recording? Yes, we're recording.
So, like, I can't overstate how big of a deal this was. Like, literally every product had some kind of Batman tie-in. I was constantly trying to get the Taco Bell cups. Like, everything was Batman. Prince was even, like, making a Batman song. Like, this was the biggest goddamn deal ever.
Yeah.
Like, it was unreal. Like, there was just Batman shit everywhere. And I don't think... I mean, I had definitely read Batman comic books before, but I wasn't, like, a huge Batman dork until this movie came out. And then I bought as many Batman comics as I could find.
Well, it's probably comic book shop owner's wet dream. Like, oh, I fucking can't keep Batman on the shelf. Awesome.
Yeah. It's like the exact opposite of how it works now.
Yeah.
Because people are like...
It cost $1 billion to make at the time.
It was definitely an expensive movie. I know that Tim Burton's able to make movies cheaper than a lot of other directors just because...
It's just that there are scenes in this movie that just look... fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Like, there's especially the parade and shit. And I'm just like,
there's definitely a lot of painting, too. Set painting and stuff. Like, so we were talking earlier about the whole, should Tim Burton be allowed to make movies anymore? Because...
Who posted that on our fucking Facebook page?
I forget
who posted it. It was funny.
Was it you, Tim?
It was on my page. And you guys might have shared
it. It was on your page, yeah, actually. Because like, we were talking about...
What are his latest movies?
He just made.
I can't even think of his latest.
Willy Wonka.
Dumbo. No, well, you two were talking about Willy Wonka. I was talking about how bad Dumbo was.
It was Dumbo. It was a Dumbo post.
Yeah.
Everybody makes a terrible Dumbo movie.
And I essentially said, unpopular opinion, Tim Burton needs to stop making movies.
So what do you guys think? Like, have you watched a Tim Burton movie that you've liked since, I don't know, Big Fish? Big Fish is probably the last, like, Tim Burton movie that I thought was really good.
I liked Big Fish, but it's not one that I think I would own. And that's usually how I judge how much I truly like a film, if I'm going to buy it again.
How about you? Have you seen one that you like?
It's not that I just don't... Like, he's not... Fuck, how do I explain it? Like, I don't... Up to this point, I haven't really paid attention. Like, you know, in the last few years, I haven't really paid attention to who is creating the things that I might enjoy. And so at first I didn't even know Tim Burton was attached to Dumbo, and Dumbo is not something that I wanted to watch anyways.
Right.
And so it's just not, like, I don't associate it with that unless it's like a big success or something. Oh yeah, that's me.
Yeah, so trying to help you out
there.
I do
that all the fucking time. So
for the live stream, Juan's been talking.
Yeah.
He's definitely succeeding more than he's failing when you pull up his movie list.
Like, monetarily, he's definitely...
Just in good movies. Like, Nightmare Before Christmas is good. Beetlejuice at the time.
But that was so long ago. Yeah. We're talking about what has he done recently?
Corpse Bride, Big Fish, Sweeney Todd. Whether you liked it or not, was well received.
What about
Chocolate Factory, Frank and Weenie? That movie was well received not that long ago. Sleepy Hollow, Mimus, whatever, Peregrine's Children. That movie was awesome.
I didn't see it.
It's a good movie. Ed Wood was well received. Planet of the Apes, you like for some fucking reason with Mark.
I like that one. I don't think I was the only one either, you fuckers.
I hate that movie, dude. That's the only
Abraham Planet Lincoln of the Apes Vampire Hunter, which I thought was pretty sweet.
He didn't direct that.
Ba-bam.
Did that make any money?
No, of course not.
No, but it's just a good movie. Very interesting. I'm trying to see what he was.
So...
I mean,
tell everyone that Burton tried to touch your pee-pee, they'll kick him out of Hollywood, Randy says.
No, he didn't. Why is he on the list of things he directed?
So here's what I think.
Hello, Randy.
I think Tim Burton is better at designing ideas and, like, visual concepts than he is at directing. Like, his movies visually are always super, super appealing to me.
Right.
But then the directing and, like, the writing and the actual, like, acting in the film a lot of the time isn't. And I think that's a big part of the problem. And why Batman's so successful is he has Jack Nicholson and Michael Keaton in, like, these key roles, and they're just great actors.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Same with Batman Returns with Danny DeVito. Like,
that's the only one who watched it again. Keaton is a good actor, but he comes across super over actor in this.
Oh, movie. For sure. He's playing.
You are like a nuts.
He's pretending.
Best scene
to be,
ever.
He's doing his best. I'm Adam West.
Yeah, which I don't.
It think doesn't it, work.
It's the completely, only thing in the movie I think doesn't work completely from rewatching it.
Yeah,
it throws me off a little bit every time he's on screen. Whereas, like, Jack Nicholson's overacting makes sense because he's the Joker.
Right.
The
Joker's crazy. And really, Jack Nicholson is just being himself.
Yeah. Because he's fucking crazy.
But the movie's still pretty awesome. The way it looks is awesome, too.
I love the way this movie
the
works.
The armor that the...
I love the second one even better. Visually Batman Returns is so fucking cool looking.
Yeah.
Randy, what do you think about Batman if you're still watching?
I just think
I don't know if you
like
are
a,
or not.
A director
he's kicking somebody off his lawn right now.
Near my top.
Yeah.
Going after Shyamalan's first.
Shyamalan's.
Like, I'm going after a lot of different directors before I'm going after Timber.
You literally just drooled on camera.
I can't breathe through my nose at all.
That sucks.
For being a bad director, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Like, yeah. He's not near the top.
I don't like Shyamalan's.
Shyamalan Madengong is not good.
I don't know what the fuck happened to him.
You know his name's like really easy to say.
Yeah, no, we're just making fun of it. If he was a better director, I wouldn't have to worry about it. I'd say M. Night Shyamalan every single time.
And then he fucked up Avatar, which has got to be like the hardest fucking thing to fuck up.
You have... You have
not Avatar 3, James Cameron, Avatar, the, cartoon.
The Airbender.
Yeah, you have three, like,
he couldn't even call it
40
Avatar.
Episode seasons
up.
And fucked it
he
up.
He fucked that up so that bad.
I just don't even know who gave him that project. I mean, he's fine fucking up his own weird shit.
He asked for it. He asked for the project
it's because his kid wanted it, right?
Yeah.
I understand that we asked, but I asked for lots of things no one should give me.
And like aesthetically, the Avatar movie looked cool, but goddamn, it was like the worst fucking story
it was terrible.
Like, everything ever.
They literally said, here's a silver platter of fucking good shit. And instead, they're like, no, it's okay. I'll take my own.
Yeah.
That's what he does. And it's not good ever. So I have no idea why.
See, but you guys talked about how great Glass was. And you talked about how great...
He has some good stuff. But most of his stuff falls...
Glass is terrible.
I don't remember talking about
Unbreakable
how great
is
Glass
good.
Was.
Split is fucking amazing.
Unbreakable's good. Sixth Sense is good, but a lot of his movies just start out with like good premises and then just die super hard because no one's there giving them any notes. Like The Happening,
fucking like, what?
I hate that.
What
movie.
Is that movie? Nobody like people have free will, bro. Like a pollen might influence you to be like sneezy, but it's not gonna be like I gotta walk off this building now. Like
you never know.
Split was good because McAvoy was amazing that role. I don't know if he enhanced what Shyamalan was doing, but
Shyamalan ding dong.
What's that one about like a devil elevator? The movie's fucking terrible.
I think it's just called Devil.
I watched Lady in the Water and wasn't impressed.
Actually, I kind of like that.
I didn't really like that one either, actually.
The fucking village is gay.
That is a lame movie. I didn't like that movie at all either.
Listening to Steve talk about
at the
Signs
end,
is always
again,
really
it's
fun.
It's decent, and then you get to the end, and you're like, what the fuck?
Signs,
are you fucking kidding me?
Signs, or we'll get to Pass with World of Worlds, because it's back in the day, science is new, all right? It's not really new, but it's kind of newish. Aliens would fucking never come here all the way here without fucking foreseeing germs. But he gets a pass because it's old shit.
Yeah.
You don't get a pass today's age when they come here and it's like, there's fucking water.
Like, you're literally talking about how hot and humid it is in here.
Yeah.
You expect me to believe that those aliens don't just straight fucking die as soon as they walk into our atmosphere?
Well, I expect that before they pick their asses up, you know, burn out a star for interstellar travel to our planet that they might have done a little bit of research first.
I agree.
Hey, most of that bitch is water. We shouldn't go there.
Maybe they were aiming for next door.
Our one weakness.
Our one weakness. Bad left turns.
Randy said it was so new when it came out, there wasn't anything to compare it to. So it was incredible for its time. If you go back and rewatch it, it's like a lot of older things. It doesn't hold up.
Batman. I think some of it I think it's fun. Like the last time I watched it wasn't that long ago, and I still enjoyed it. But it might be that Gabe's old and likes old things still. Enjoyment.
There are parts that don't hold up. Like when he like fricassees the guy with the hand taser, it's like, eh.
Yeah, like, that's one of those cheesy parts that doesn't hold up.
The parade scene, I still think holds up. The scene at the end where he's fucking busted out his gigantic like revolver and they're going to town and he throws him off the church.
Yeah.
That still holds up, I think. And in general, Joker's, like, when he trashes the museum and shit, like, I think parts of it still hold up. But
the Batmobile is still dope as fuck.
It still has those iconic parts where you're like, that's sick. Yeah, like when the armor rolls over.
Yeah. I fucking love that shit.
Like, still one of the best Batmobiles ever, even with all the super glitzy ones or the
tank. It has those iconic movie moments like Matrix has, like just visuals.
Jason agrees with Randy. He said, I also think Batman in particular suffers from the quality of the Nolan Batman films.
I can agree with that because they're so much better. Like,
I think that's the point. You go back and you go, fuck, why am I watching this one? Let me go watch that one.
Yeah, I can see that. That's the real thing.
Like, I kind of like the older Batmans when he's Batman. Because the new Batmans when he's Batman is like the least interesting part of the Nolan films to me. Because he's always like, and he's like just way overacting his ass off, and he's fighting, sure, but that could be any movie, like with a good fight scene. Like the Nolan Batman movies are good because they're really good stories. Whereas like when he's Batman in the other movies, like you've never seen that shit before. Like, I don't know, it's pretty cool.
You know, what's interesting is I think a big part of it comes from like the aesthetic of the comics at the time when Michael Keaton's Batman was released.
Let me take you off film. There you go.
Just zoom in on him for this one.
Yeah.
It's all on Mike.
I think like the tone of the films when Michael Keaton
zoom in on me?
When Michael Keaton's Batman came out were a lot more in sync with the comics, and so are the Nolan ones, where it's like a darker, grittier version of Batman, because that's kind of the feel of the comics at the time. Whereas the comics in the 90s were like, sure, Night Quest and what's the when Bane breaks his back, what do they call it?
Nightfall.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I get that those are like intense stories. I get that they're dark, but they're not anything like the current like mode of Batman.
Right.
And I think that's a big part of the difference is the comic books were lighter. So the Michael Keaton version of Batman is lighter and funnier.
There's humor. Like, yeah. Even his bat suit, there's still humor too.
Yeah.
And honestly, like that bat suit is better to me. It's a comic book bat suit. Whereas Tim, like the new Batman movies, it's like that's a fucking crazy ass army uniform that looks like a Batman suit, which is still dope looking, but it's just not.
It's more comic booky.
Yeah, it's just more comic booky. Like
So Jason said he agreed with Randy and suffers from the quality of Nolan Batman films, but he also said, unlike Superman 1 and 2, which are still probably the best Superman films made.
Well, yeah, because they've only made trash Superman films since then.
Yeah.
Like
holy god,
that's like,
damn.
That's like saying, you know, Chud 1 is way better than Chuds 2 through 4. Yeah, because 2 through 4 are fucking awful. Like,
it doesn't seem like it'd be that hard of a movie to make, but...
But they sure are Superman having a devil time of it. Man, I kind of wish so powerful, I could have seen the Nick Cage...
No, just don't make the...
Superman movie. That would have been amazing.
The pitfall is the fucking origin story. Just don't do
it. We don't need to do it.
Yeah. Because it's like beyond iconic. Both,
everybody knows.
Both of them. Right. Both Batman and Superman. If you don't know...
Spider-Man,
like say,
Flash.
Say,
you don't need audio.
I don't even need...
You're a little kid.
I just tell my son, yeah, his kids died. That's why he's crazy the way he is now.
So you tell,
or his parents died, I mean.
Say you're a little kid. You're 5 or 6 years old. You say... Daddy, what's Batman about? If he doesn't know, I guarantee you he knows someone that's like, oh, ask your Uncle Tim. He'll tell you all the fuck about Batman.
Let me tell you all about fucking Batman.
Dana.
I'm curious if they're going to make Injustice the storyline because they hint at it already. And then Brightburn did well, which was not a DC movie, but randomly just stole the shit out of Superman's origin story.
Right.
So, yeah, James Gunn was like, fuck you guys.
So you have like this evil Superman thing that's kind of embraced. I wonder if they're going to do the Injustice storyline.
I mean, yeah, but they also hinted at they were going to make good movies. So.
I think they're trying.
They hinted at it as
Shots
well
fired.
When Superman first woke up and he didn't quite know what was going on.
Right.
And he was beating the shit out of everybody.
Best scene in that whole fucking movie.
Really, Batman goes with the Flash into the future and sees the Injustice storyline. Superman's killing everybody. Because Lois Lane gets killed, and he's like, fuck you guys.
I don't know.
That's all it takes.
I'm just saying, they hinted at making good movies, and then they let us down.
There's been millions trying. It's not like they're not trying.
They've got to be into the billions of trying by now.
Green Lantern.
What's up, D'Angelo?
Hey, they made Aquaman and Wonder Woman. They made some good movies.
Dude,
Wonder like Woman two, was great. Two I liked out of Wonder seven Woman.
Is rough.
And Watchmen.
Or however many there are. That does not count as I think part of this.
Oh, fuck no. I'm just trying What's to think of DC Jin? Movies that are somewhat modern that are pretty good.
There's
of the modern DC, there's only four movies.
There's Man of Steel.
I don't even count those.
That has to count.
It's the first one.
Yeah. Man of Steel actually did all right, whether we like it or not.
I hate that movie. It's terrible.
I think it did money-wise. I think it did well.
So yeah. Man of Steel, Superman versus Batman, Suicide Squad.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Suicide Squad.
yeah, no shit. So did everybody.
Sinjin said, "What's up, Gabe?
What's up, Sinjin?
I think I'm saying his name wrong. Yeah, if I'm not, I'm sorry.
Sinjin Scott. That's his name. Shit. Okay. Suicide Squad.
Justice League.
Justice League. Wonder Woman, Aquaman. So they've made. So I said seven. Yeah.
And there's seven.
There's seven.
I'm just saying there's not that
many. Two out of seven is a horrible fucking track
again,
record.
Again, we don't get to decide though. So like Man of Steel, if it made money, it's on the good side. Of it.
So this is the discussion that I've been having with this group of people for fucking ever, for 5 years now. I agree with you that's how they rate good movies is if they made money. You know, whether we think it's good or not is irrelevant because some dope went out there and fucking paid their money.
Is predicated on our opinions about this shit.
Well, yeah. To them, I mean, yeah. Not to this general.
We still have our opinions.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think one of the other movies like came close to breaking even.
Thousands of dopes went out there and paid money to go see these trash movies.
Yeah, we were four of them. Yeah. And well, no, I gave up. Right. I never saw Justice League.
Batman with Superman was all okay.
Right until the Martha scene.
And I haven't seen
actually,
Aquaman
until
either.
They brought
and
in,
I didn't like the CGI in that movie either.
They should have never brought in what's his
no,
name.
No, in Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Or in Justice Doomsday. League. It was awful.
Yeah, it was worse. Like, there are scenes where you can see, like, polygons on characters.
I hate it. D'Angelo's laughing.
Yeah, this is pretty funny. Basically, our conversations devolve into arguments.
Well, that's okay. I mean, hopefully, I don't know what Sinjin or D'Angelo or Jason, what's up, Jason? Hopefully, they give some opinions. We're going to stop talking about Batman here in about 5 minutes.
So. Yeah, so let's go. Final thoughts on Michael Keaton's Batman.
Again, for me, the last time I really saw it and just sat through it and paid attention, I was very small. And so I would give it a thumbs medium because I just don't remember it that well and I don't remember it being that good.
If you're on that page, I don't think you'll like it when you rewatch it.
I may not. I wasn't a fan of the Penguin in the next one either.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. That is the but best again, fucking but shit. Again, you guys were much older than me when I first saw it, and I was just like, I can't dig this movie.
I want a divorce.
Not only do I think it's crazy, I think,
want an annulment.
I think that is the best interpretation of a comic book bad DJ guy
said
on
it's
film
like,
ever.
It's like 2016 all over again.
I would think that Danny DeVito is the best like comic book villain that's ever been on screen.
I don't think there's another.
Wow. That's high praise for Mr. Danny
There's three
DeVito.
To me.
He just plays such a good three. Fucking penguin.
There's DeVito, who reigns supreme. What's this dude who got himself killed being Joker?
Heath Ledger.
Well, I mean, he didn't get himself
killed
being...
And then a
very
unpopular third pick, which when the CGI section comes, it's garbage. But when he's the actual clown, Leguizamo has the clown in Spawn.
As Violator.
And I think is like just ridiculously well done. And a terrible movie.
Yeah.
So, how about you? Final thoughts on Batman?
I thought it was fucking fantastic. Still think it's fucking fantastic.
So three thumbs up and one thumb in the middle.
It's like the classic superhero movie.
I mean, it has so many awesome memories attached to it that it's impossible for me to just not like this movie still. Like, it's a huge thumbs up for me. I love this movie.
D'Angelo said, Michael Keaton was good. Was even better when he gave a speech at Harvard and his closing statement was, remember, I'm Batman. And he said, how about a Frank Miller Batman flick? And then he said, let's see the Batman of the Middle Ages. And he said he was just going to say the Leguizamo one himself.
Nice. I would love to see Batman Knights of the Round Table. I would love to see the Kelly Jones vampiric Batman put into a film because
Gotham by Gaslight would be cool.
Red Rain, I think that one's called.
Yeah, Red something. Rain. That's right.
The fucking Ninja Batman, I thought was hot garbage.
Yeah, Steve hated it too.
With the fucking mecha made of monkeys.
Yeah,
stupidest goddamn
it was
shit.
Like, how fucking over the top anime can we do this shit?
Yeah,
like it just got awful.
It's more like it. All it needed was like a fucking. you know, pop singer, like 5-year-old girl in it. It's like the one thing it was lacking. It had every single trope.
It might have had that, he says.
I haven't gotten through it once. I've tried like 3 times. Like, it's just garbage.
It is. Well, I watched it with Josh, and we both had to get stoned to sit through it because it was so fucking bad.
Well, on that excessively negative note.
I just want to tell everybody for the live audience, this won't make the podcast. That was going to be my next statement about the Vamp Bat, that he be dope as fuck balls, D'Angelo says.
Hell yeah.
But I just wanted to say, that
part will still make
what's the podcast. What's up, Chelsea? We're about D'Angelo's to leave.
My boy.
But I want to say for the live people, we'll be back in about 30 minutes. We're going to do the kind of final ending live with everybody. Holy shit. I wish the writers and directors would devote a little more to the detective aspect of Batman, which shows more of his intellect beyond his gear and fighting ability. Batman is feared by the other. Holy shit. Now and again, that was a long fucking comment.
Gotham by Gaslight would be perfect for that, because that is
pretty much all it
exactly
is.
Yeah. What that book is.
Batman is feared by other heroes for a reason. He plans ahead for any situation, has a contingency for every other hero going rogue. He's more than just a badass, St. John says.
That's why he always has a condom.
One hell of a condom.
Just in case. Peace out. See you, D'Angelo. We'll be back in 30 minutes. Like I said, that's the kind of whatever you guys want to talk about in pop culture segment. But this was Tim Burton's Batman, and I think that's where we're going to end this segment.
Right. In 30 minutes, have questions ready for anything that you guys want to talk about. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.